This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. A bill to ban the sale of assault weapons in Colorado has hit the end of its road at the legislature. CPR's Ben Berkland has more.
The bill would have banned the sale and transfer of semi-automatic rifles with certain features, along with some other types of weapons. It cleared the Democratic-controlled House, but the Democratic Senate sponsor, Julie Gonzalez, says she will ask for it to be voted down in committee. Gonzalez says conversations about the policy need to continue outside the pressure cooker of the Capitol, especially with so little time left before the session ends. This is the second year in a row an assault weapons ban has failed. Backers say they plan to bring the bill back next session. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Coloradans will not be paying extra for beer and liquor, CPR's Andrew Kenny.
A bill at the legislature would have added a couple cents to the typical alcohol purchase, adding up to about $20 million a year for the state to put into treatment programs. Bria Kinsella, an advocate for substance use treatment, says that's evidence that alcohol still hasn't gone through the same reckoning as tobacco.
Alcohol has been the most acceptable and accessible substance even throughout prohibition, so I don't necessarily see that changing big time.
She said reformers would take on the industry again in the future. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Denver Nuggets are down 2-0 in their second round NBA playoff series against Minnesota. Last night's loss was a lopsided 106-80 in Denver. Game 3 in the best of 7 series is Friday. This is CPR News.